Friday, the Torah of Shmos Dayanot.
The first words of the Sedra, the very first words of Ayhi B'Shalach Paro Yesa'om. When Paro sent out Klal Yisrael, Paro sent them away from Mitzrayim. And the Kasha is, Paro didn't send them, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent them. Paro had no choice, he was forced into releasing Klal Yisrael. So how can the Torah say B'shalach Paroi Es Ha'om? The Medrash Tanchuma says a few words that B'shalach usually means to send away. In this instance, it means he accompanied them. He didn't just let them go. He didn't just release them. He actually accompanied them. We find in other places that Shiluach can sometimes mean to accompany. So he accompanied them. The Eitz Yosef on the Medrash says, why did he accompany them? He wanted to make sure they left. He didn't want them to hang around any longer because the Paroi and Mitzrayim had suffered so much. They didn't want them to stay any longer because if the Yidden would stay anymore, he was afraid that they would all die. So let's think about it. Says Abshalom Shadron, the Shem the Rebbe, Rebbe Leib Chasman. Five words in the Torah, HaKadosh, Vayhi, B'shalach, Paroi, Es, Ha'om. Five words in the Torah. Paro is being credited with something which he did totally for his own reasons. He did it because he didn't want to die, he didn't want his country to be completely, everyone should be killed. He didn't want that, and that's why he did it. Yet the Torah dedicates five words to this Maaseh. Says of Sholem, the Rebbe Gezokti, see that no Maaseh Toiv ever gets lost. Any good thing a person does, even with the most ulterior motives, totally not the Shem Shomayim, but Lemaisa he did a good thing. So he gets the schar for it. Five words in the Torah. And not only that. The Medrash continues, Umas Choroi, would have thought that the fact that he got five words in the Torah, that's sufficient schar, but he got even more schar. We know there's a mitzvah in Parshas Kisetzu, it's a Saiv Mitzri. A Mitzri, after three generations, is allowed to become a gay. A gay mitzvah can join Klal Yisrael, can marry into Klal Yisrael after three generations. That means, if not for this, Vayhi B'shalach Paro Yesa'om, it would have been like Amo Inumoyov. Finished. You know, Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. But because he accompanied Klal Yisrael, he did a Maaseh Toiv, however minimal it is, however little the value is, but it's something. And because of that, have five words in the Torah, and lo yisasayiv mitzri, that the mitzriim are not entirely rejected, they can become geirim and marry into Klal Yisrael. Ad kan, what Leib Chasman said, of Shalom Shadron said over, you see the chashivus of every maaser, every little thing that we do, don't be mezalzel in anything, because look how little Paro did, and yet the schar that he got. We find this many other times. I'd like to share with you one instance where we see this. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There was a king, Melech Yehuda, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda became ill, and he was going to die. The whole story with Yeshayahu Hanavi, he became better. And what happened was that the day became longer, all Gemara there, and there was a Goyish, the king of Bavel, Baladon ben Baladon. He saw something's going on here. What's going on? The day suddenly longer. He asked, what's going on? He said, I'll tell you what happened. People told him that Chizkiyo HaMelech was ill, and he's become healed, and in his honor, the day has become longer. He said, psh, Azah Choshev, the king, I've got to send him a letter. So he prepared the present, and he wrote a letter, and his greetings to Chizkiyo, greetings to Yerushalayim, greetings to the great gods, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, normally, the scribe in the royal court was Nebuchadnezzar, and he would have normally written the letter. But he wasn't there at the time, so someone else wrote it. And before the letter was dispatched, he turned up, and he asked what's going on. He heard the wording of the letter. He said, "I don't understand you. You're calling him Elokor Rabo. You're calling him the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hashem, the great God, and you're putting him at the end of the list? He should be first." So they said, "You know, you're right." So he quickly, they sent him, you go and sort it out. He ran after the Shliach, brought back the letter, and changed it. And the Gemara says that because of the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took, that was the schus that allowed him to achieve what he wanted to achieve, what to him was valuable, i.e. to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that had the Malach Gavriel stopped him, didn't allow him to go a fourth step, because if it had been a fourth step, then Klal Yisrael would have had no hope at all. The three steps Nebuchadnezzar did, Hashem Shamayim, gave him the zchus to be machiv the Beis HaMikdash. And had he had one more step, it would have been Chas V'Shalom for Klal Yisrael. We see here how gewaldig every little mice is. Every little took a few steps, Lechvod Shamayim, and you see what he gained from it. The Marshon, that Gemara, adds on a beautiful point. We, at the end of Shemoneh Esra, we take three steps back. Those three steps back are to be mesaken, to counteract the three steps of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar took three steps forward for the Kovet Shemaim, and that gave him the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. We take three steps back to be mesaken it, and we say, Yirotzen Sheibon Beis HaMikdash, we have the schus to ask for the Beis HaMikdash. We have three steps back away from the Shechina, and I would add, it's quite likely that we don't always think about what we're doing, and yet so we can ask Hashem as schus that this should be the schus to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. In Kapitel Yud Dalet, Pasuk Tesvov, it's the first pasuk by Shlishi. The pasuk says, Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yam Suf. Hashem said to Moshe, "Why are you crying out to me for? Daber el bnei Yisrael, speak to the bnei Yisrael, v'yisor, let them travel. V'atoh harim es matchor, lift up your stick and do the split the Yam Suf." So the Rechaim HaKodesh asks the most obvious question. Klal Yisrael in a situation of tzoro. They're being surrounded. They've got the Mitzrayim chasing them. They've got Chayus Rois on either side. They've got the sea in front of them. What else should we do? What else should we do if a person's in a tzoro? A person sees no hope. At least then he should daven. What's the question? Why are you crying out to me? Of course you should cry out to me. What's the question? And you say, maybe, okay, daven, but don't daven too much. No, you don't stop davening. You keep davening until you're answered. And even more so, says the Rechaim, the next pasuk tells us that Hashem answered this tefillah. An outcome of the tefillah seems to be that Hashem said, okay, now you can do the Kriyas Yom Suf. This was the solution. So he's saying, Matit Zakiloi. Well, this is the tefillah, this is what you need to do, and this is what achieves the nes, the Yeshua that you need. And thirdly, he asks, he says, they should tell Klal Yisrael, Daba B'nei Yisrael V'Yisol. Before he's told them, before Hashem had told Moshe to split the sea, what's the meaning, tell Klal Yisrael to travel? Where should they travel to? Where are they supposed to go? There's nowhere to go. Once you tell them you're going to split the sea, then you can say, okay, I split the sea, and the Klal Yisrael should travel into the sea. But until you've said that, what does it mean they should travel? Should it have been the other way around? First be Horim is Matcho and split the sea, and then they should travel. Zog the Rechaim HaKodesh. We know that Klal Yisrael were also in not an easy situation in Shomayim at that time, because there was a kitzrug in Shomayim. The Malachim was saying, "Manishtanu elu meelu. What's the difference? Halolo evda avoy dezora, halolo evda avoy dezora. Bnei Yisrael are no better than the Mitzrayim. So why do they deserve to be saved? What do we need to be ma'ir rachnim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not accept the kitzrug and should save Klal Yisrael. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set things up was that our actions are what cause rachamim. If we do mitzvahs, we do ma'asim tovim, that affects rachamim in Shomayim on us. If we do chas v'shalom, we do averus, that brings din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, I want to save Klal Yisrael. I want to bring the Yeshua. But so to speak, my hands are tied by my system that which I set in place. Klal Yisrael is a kitzur. Yoev David Zora, I can't. There's no way that I can do it. Tefillah isn't going to help. Matitzak Eloi, Tefillah isn't going to help now. Yes, I'm willing to give you Yeshua, but there's a system that I've set in place. And that system is that you have to have Masim Tovim, not the opposite. So, what should I do? So the Baruch Shalom said, what you need to do is like this. Klal Yisrael should be mechazik themselves in Emunah. They should be mechazik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust entirely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that zechus will give me, Kavyochel, the ability to save them. And that's what it means. Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh, they should travel, yes, into the sea. They should travel and trust me that I'm going to save them. If they do that, then I'll be able to bring the Yeshua. Then I can tell you, I can only do the Kriyas Yamsuf once Klal Yisrael have demonstrated the Mesiras Nefesh, demonstrated the Nemuna. And that's exactly what happened. Nachshon ben Aminadav went in to the water, and Kibo Maim Ad Nefesh, once Klal Yisrael had shown a Mesiras Nefesh, a trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem said, oh, now we've got the Masim Tovim, we've got the Chizuk and Emunah, a demonstration of Emunah, a serious Nefesh. Ah, we've got a Schus now. Ebazoi, I can talk to the Kriyas Yamsuf. So say the Psukim is beautiful. Hashem said to Moshe, Matitzak Eloi. Why are you crying out to me? Meaning to say, of course you should daven. But we need more than Tefillah. Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh, they have to demonstrate the serious Nefesh, demonstrate Emunah and Bitochen. And then, V'atohorim is Matcho, then I'll be able to split the Yamsuf. And he says, why Dafka Emunah? Because they demonstrated the lack of Emunah just before that. They complained. They said, ach, why did we come out? Why did he take us out of Mitzrayim? The Pesukim just before that, a few Pesukim before that, why did he take us out? We would have been better off staying in Mitzrayim. They were showing a lack of appreciation for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And they weren't trusting, and they were saying, look, we're in a situation, we're a hopeless situation. So to counteract that, the lack of Emunah, they had to be mischazik in Emunah, and that zchus was what enabled them to be saved, to have the Yeshua. In the Shira, we say this every day, Kapitel Tesvov, Posuk Beis, Oziv Zimnos, Kovai Hidid Yeshua, Ze Keili Va'anvehu, Rashi has various pshotim, Chazal Telas Va'anvehu, is from the word noi, beauty. And we say, Chazal tell us, we learn from here, hisnoi lefonov b'mitzvos. When you do a mitzvah, do it in a beautiful way. Chazal give a few examples, a sukkah noe, a lulav noe, shofar noe, tzitzis noe, sefer Torah noe, various things, do mitzvahs, do it in a beautiful way. So I saw Moshe Rafalk, the Chassadik Gavrocha, he asked a simple question. It's a very nice inyan to beautify mitzvahs, but what does this have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? How does it come in here? What's the shaykhah? Yeah, be beautiful, do mitzvahs beautifully, 100%. But why did Klal Yisrael come to this realization, come to this idea, this concept of beautifying mitzvahs in connection with Kriyas Yamsuf? What's the connection? So he said, the Falk said that. We know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, there are 10 nisim, nasu al yamsuf. The 10 nisim, Klal Yisrael had on the yamsuf. Unfortunately, there are different cheshbonos, slightly different cheshbonos of what the 10 nisim were. So the basic nis, obviously, that the sea split. But there's many others. The fact that Klal Yisrael went through on dry land, this is something which wasn't absolutely essential. Klal Yisrael needed the sea to split so that they could be saved. It wouldn't have been so terrible had they had to trudge through the mud. It wouldn't have been so pleasant, but they could have managed. The fact that every Shevet had their own path, was that absolutely necessary?
No.
Could have all gone through one thing? The Midrashim say that the walls in between were transparent, that everyone could see that was a chesed of Hashem, that people shouldn't feel, oh, where are my cousins, where are my friends? No, everyone's here. The fact that there was fresh water coming out of the walls, drinkable water, It was a beautiful touch of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and various other nisim on that in that vein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here showed Klal Yisrael not just that he's saving them. He showed them an avo. He showed them that he cares for them, he loves them, and he's going beyond the letter of the law, much further than absolutely necessary. He's doing them a chibor, a demonstration of love. Klal Yisrael, when they saw that, reciprocated. They said, ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, then we have feelings of love towards him. And when we do a mitzvah, we're not just going to do a mitzvah just to be yotzer, just to do it in the most basic way. We're going to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way. And that's the shaychus between the Kriyas Yamsuf and Zakei Livan Vehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated love, he demonstrated affection, and doing things more than necessary, giving us extras. So we say, okay, Hashem, we feel that way towards you as well. And we say, Zakei Van Vehu, when we do a mitzvah, we're going to do it in a beautiful way. Falk adds a diuk. The Lashon of Chazal is Hisnoi Lefonov B'mitzvahs. What's the word Lefonov? What does Lefonov mean? Hisnoi B'mitzvahs. Make mitzvahs beautiful. What's the Lefonov? In front of him. So he said, a person sometimes can lose sight of where he's going, and he's doing a beautiful mitzvah. He's not thinking about Hashem. He's thinking about himself. He's thinking about impressing other people. He's got a beautiful esrog, or he's got a nice silver mezuzah case. Not that there's anything wrong, faket. But a person has to do it lefonov. Do it for Hashem. Do it to cover Hashem. If you do it to cover Hashem, then that's what Klal Yisrael was saying. It's not lefonov a mitzvah. We want to beautify in front of, serve Hashem with a beautiful mitzvah. We move on in the parasha to the parasha of the Mon. Now, it begins in Kapitel Tes Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. I'd like to share with you a thought that I had some time ago, and I'm very grateful to Nachum David to give me the opportunity to share this with Olam. I think it's Emes, this machshava that I'm thinking. Look at the parasha. The parasha begins. If anyone has got chumash, it's kedai to see the psukim. Pasuk Dalet, Kapitel Tazayim, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, Vayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hine Nimamte Lochem Lechem Min HaShomoyim. I'm going to bring down bread Min HaShomoyim, that's the Mon. V'yotzoham V'loch Tud Vayim V'yoymoy, Klal Yisrael, go out every day. And this is going to be the food. V'hoya Vayim HaShishi, on the sixth day, V'yichinu Es HaShay Yoviyu. Then they'll prepare for Shabbat, they'll be double, V'hoya Mishnah, they'll be double. How does that come in? Because Hashem was promising Klal Yisrael, I'm going to provide daily food for them. I'm telling you, you should know Friday is going to be double. Why do I need to know that now? And it doesn't even say why there's going to be double. It doesn't even say there's going to be double because it's not going to be on Shabbos. It doesn't say that. It just says there's going to be, every day it's going to be. And then for some reason the Torah is telling us on Friday there's going to be double. Okay, let's carry on. Moshe now told Klal Yisrael it's going to happen. It's going to, didn't they? So Moshe didn't tell them anything about this. So now, if you just skip them, go through the psukim without. I mean, don't need to go through them inside. Just if you carry on to pasuk chof beis. It's after every day they got the pasuk chof aleph says they collected the mon. On the sixth day, they gathered double. Now they didn't know about this, as Rashi tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't told them about this, so they came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on? So he said, this Hashem, Shabbos tomorrow. So Shabbos tomorrow, so therefore, again, it doesn't yet say there's not going to be any tomorrow. He just says it's Shabbos tomorrow, so therefore you're getting double today to prepare for tomorrow. And you should know, whatever you have, normally you're not allowed to leave mon overnight. But tonight, you can leave over, you should leave it over, and it's not going to go wormy, and that's what they did. And then, on Shabbos, Vayimim, Pasuk Chof Hei, Vayimim Moshe Echlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Nashem, Hayoim Lissim Tzuhu Basoda. Today you won't find it, this is your food for today, which came yesterday. Sheshes Yom Tzul Ketuhu, it's Pasuk Chof Vav, 6 days you will collect it, Vayim Hashir Shabbos Lo Yeboi. Very interesting, the whole Seder HaPsukim. And Bichlal, what does Shabbos have to do with the whole parasha of the Mon? Why is it all intertwined here? The Mon is the demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's caring for Klal Yisrael, providing parnosa, providing daily food. This whole business with Shabbos getting double on Erev Shabbos and not getting any on Shabbos, how does that come in at all? And furthermore, also had a kasha. The next pasuk says, pasuk chavzayin, v'hei behem ha-shvi, on the seventh day of Shabbos, yotzum na'om ne'ukot. We know that's Dosan and Aviram. They were the same ones who left overnight during the week. They left overnight and went wormy. These same ones went out on Shabbos, ne'ukot v'lo motzah, and they didn't find. What does it bother Dosan and Aviram? That the Dafka wanted to show, so we know that the Chazal tell us that they scattered mon with the hope that it would stay there, and then they were to show everyone, look, it did fall on Shabbos. What's going on? What are they trying to achieve here? Why are they Dafka trying to show that the mon will fall on Shabbos? What are they up to here? This is some of these kashas are bothering me. Before I thought of this, and then some of them added later. I think the pshat is as they. Just imagine. What happens? Mon starts falling. First day, there's a mon. Wow, this is amazing. Food from the Shamayim. Amazing. Second day, gewaldig, this happened again. Just imagine it goes on and on and on and on. Yeah, oh, you know, come in, how can I? Like the sun rises every morning, so mon falls every day. Like it rains, so if it rains, mon. Just get used to it. It wouldn't appreciate the nes of it. It wouldn't appreciate the chashivas of it. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it has to be. The whole purpose of the mon was for chizuk emunah. We know Chazal say lo nitmas hayo ela lo ochle hamon. One of the pshatim is that the ochle hamon who experienced the mon had such a chizuk emunah. That was the highest madriga. That's how Klal Yisrael. That's how they was zoicha to Torah. The chizuk emunah was an essential component of the mon. And if there's a danger of hergo, yeah, this is just normal. This is just regular. We shouldn't get used to anything. But the fact is that we do. That's our nature. And Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to do whatever possible to prevent this from happening. There should be an appreciation for for the nes, and that it's not teva. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you should tell Klal Yisrael at the outset, there's going to be mon every day, and on Erev Shabbos there's going to be double. One second, that's already taking things too far. That 5 days a week there should be regular mon, and on the sixth day there should be double. That's already something which shakes you out of. It can't be that's just Olam Kamin Hogen. No, there's a system. 5 days a week it falls, and one day it falls double. It doesn't answer why I didn't say about Shabbos not, but the fact is the Shabbos didn't come. But Moshe Rabbeinu neglected to say that. And that's why later on, when. So Dosan and Aviram, they wanted to show that nothing. They wanted to show everything's teva. That's why they said, no, the mon won't go bad if you leave it overnight. They wanted to show, no, there's no nisim here. This is all just teva, it's regular, it's nothing to make, don't make a fuss about it. And when it came to Shabbos, they wanted to say, mon falls every day, it's, sometimes more, sometimes less. They wanted to machavek the whole thing. They wanted to say that it's not so choshev. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom said in Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, ad ono me'antem lishmoy mitzvoysay v'soyroysoy. After Dotan and Aviram put up the mon on Shabbos, the next pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe, till when did you refuse to keep the Torah? So Rashi says, the brings from Chazal, Bahadei Hutzo, Loki Karbo. I mean, Klal Yisrael, Rashi said earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu was faulted. You should have told them at the beginning. Why did Hashem wait till there to tell them? Is he ready? He should have told them straight away. He should have told them off. Because this is where it came out. This is where the lack of chizuk, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you missed an opportunity, Rabbeinu Shem said to Moshe. You missed an opportunity to tell them. Had you told them at the beginning that it's going to be mon every day and it's going to be double on Erev Shabbos, then you would have taken the opportunity to be mechazik them in Amunah, and you lost the opportunity, and look what happened. Now you've given an opening for Dosan and Aviram to try and demonstrate their kefira, to try and weaken the Amunah of Klal Yisrael. This is a tiny of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the connection with Shabbos. The whole thing of Shabbos not coming on Shabbos and falling on Erev Shabbos, this is all part of the plan. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Emunah, I'm looking after you. I'm Mashgiach Vashkocha Protis, giving you the food. And in Ken Zogun, in Posuk Chof Tes, the last few words is Shvu Ishtachtov, Al Yetzi Ishmi Mekoyim Ebayim Ashvi. We learn from there, the din of Hoytzor, not allowed to carry Meshus Lashus, or we learn from there you can't go out of the Tchum. One could say that this is maybe an extension of the same thing. Getting busy with your business, looking after your own affairs, carrying, going out of the traveling, that's all a demonstration of ishtadlus, of looking after one's own affairs. The Bereshit says, one day a week, this is part of the package of the mon. Don't rely on yourself. The Bereshit, I am providing for you. And that's what the Rishonim says, we've got to have this extra chizuk. Every Shabbos, we stop everything. Remember, who created the world? Who provides you with parnosa? And that's what the parasha of the Mon and Shabbos, all intertwined, is all this one limud of chizuk and emunah, trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for us the whole time. I heard this week in the Shiv from Rav Zilberstein Shlita, there's a story. In the city Tzfas, there was a Rav known as the Ritbaz. He was the Rav there. I didn't realize the history, the dates, but it seems that the Chazon Ish was visiting Tzfas on one occasion, and he was in the Beis Hamedrash when the Ritbaz was coming to give a drosha. And the Ritbaz saw, as he approached the Beis Hamedrash, saw the Beis Hamedrash was full of people, and he thought to himself, if I walk in to the regular door, everyone's going to stand up for me. I don't want everyone to stand up for me. What should I do? I need to get to my place to say the drosha. So he went round the other side of the building, climbed through the window, and he, in his place, nobody even chapped before, they even chapped, he was already there. The Chazon Ish was so excited, Mamash was so nispol, he was telling everybody, ah, look at this, the whole day, everyone who came in to him and told him, did you hear what happened? The Ritvaz did, he jumped into the window, he didn't want to get people to stand up, and the matriarch people, the derech of a tzaddik, he's not looking for covered, faket, he doesn't want to be matriarch people, he doesn't want people to be mechabed him, a true tzaddik, he's just thinking about kavod shamayim, he's not thinking about himself. That was the story the Chazon Ish was very, very excited about. So Zilberstein, the Zangezut, but Kedarka, he says, when can it be, what sort of case, a Shaila, where could it be a situation where Dafka, the Rav should make sure that people stand up for him? The Hidrbaz was trying to avoid it, the Tzaddik was trying to avoid it, prevent people from having to stand up. When do you have a situation where Dafka should? So he said, there's a Sefer called Be'iris HaMayim on this week's Parsha. I mean, the Sefer is probably in other parshas as well, but the Vort in this week's parsha, after Shvi, Kapitel Yud Zayin, tells what Klal Yisrael became, they didn't have water, and then they cried out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem. In Pasuk Hei, Kapitel Zayin, Pasuk Hei, the Pasuk says, Vayem Hashem al Moshe, Avoy lifnei ha'om. Go ahead in front of the people, V'kach yitchom izikne Yisrael, and take the Zikne Yisrael with you in order to, and go and take the stick and hit the rock and bring out water. So the Be'er Samayim asks, what are these words, Avoy Lifnei Ha'om? What are they coming to say? Just say, Vayim Hashem Moshe, Kach Mizikne Yisrael, and hit the rock. Why do you need the Avoy Lifnei Ha'om? Said the Be'er Samayim, a Klal Yisrael had just been complaining. They were Vayorev Pasuk Beis says, Vayorev Ha'om in Moshe, they were fighting with Moshe. And he said, give us water, Venishta. And the next person, Vayol in Homa Moshe, they complained. So they were being mezalzel in Moshe. They were being disrespectful to Moshe. So because of that, Hashem said, Avor lifnei ha'om, go in front of them and make sure that they stand up for you. Because with that, they'll be mechabed you, they'll be mesaken what they've done wrong. They've been mezalzel, they've been disgraced you. That's not acceptable, it's an aveira. So in order to correct that, to fix that, Avoy lifnei ha'om, dafka, go in front of them and make sure that they stand up for you, and when they give you the cover that they're supposed to give to the God of Ador, then they'll have the kapora for what they've done wrong. So that's one case, says Rav Zilberstein, where the tzaddik was told, dafka, yes, you should make sure that people stand up for you in order to be mesakim what they've done wrong, when they've been mezalzel in him, to make sure that they're mechabed him. And then he says another interesting thing, bring about Chaim HaKodesh. So Klal Yisrael was thirsty, and it seems that it's not just the thirst which is dangerous, but it's the psychology which goes with it. The worry about being thirsty, the worry about dying, that itself is a danger. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Avoy lifnei ha'om, go ahead, let everyone see what you're doing, that you're about to help them. You're about to get water for them. With that, you'll calm them down, and then they'll be out of danger. Even if they haven't drunk anything yet. But the fact that they're worried and they're anxious and they're getting all nervous about it, that itself is a danger. In order to protect them, let them see that the God of Ador is taking care of them. Let them see that you're taking matters into hand and you're going to provide them water. That itself will take them out of sakona and will keep them safe. Good Shabbos.